This is Larry Glover Live, your chance to talk about the cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll-free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at larrygloverlive@gmail.com.
All right, welcome back to our program. Hour number two underway here on Larry Glover Live. Tonight's show brought to you by Jack Key Ford, offering great quality cars at great prices. Check out the entire fleet online at their website, keyford.com. Kentucky basketball season began on Friday night. It really gets underway, though, on Tuesday night, where they take on the Michigan State Spartans, almost on the Wolverines. Talk about, it's like on the Louisville, the Wildcats, isn't it? Sorry about that, Michigan. But Michigan State, Kentucky's opponent coming up tomorrow night, Cats, a four-point favorite. Gary Parrish also picked Kentucky to win by four in his column today. And we welcome one of our favorite guests to the program, Gary Parrish from CBSSports.com. Gary, welcome. Thanks for joining us, and I appreciate welcome. Thank you.
Hello. It's my pleasure. How you been?
Doing fine. Doing fine. Basketball season's here. I know. I always know that basketball season's close when I see poll attacks pop up on the Twitter.
Yeah, I was. I don't know how I ended up committed to doing this every week throughout the season, but it started as I just noticed some goofy stuff, and I said, "Well, I'm going to write about this." And there was a pretty quick and pleasant reaction to it. Like people enjoy watching one media member expose another media member for maybe not being the sharpest when it comes to ranking basketball teams. So here I am.
I think fans just enjoy seeing media members getting put in their place.
Oh, I think there's a lot of that. You know, like we saw it, not to get political, but in this presidential election, you know, there was a big anti-media sentiment from the Republican nominee and now the president-elect Donald Trump. And the reason he was able to successfully use that is because people inherently just like do not like the media. And so this is when you strip everything else away from it, it's a column, you know, basically saying, look at this media member. This person doesn't know what they're doing. There's an audience for that. And I guess the poll attacks is evidence of that.
Gary, have you ever heard from a fan base where they say, you know what, Gary Parrish really likes us? I mean, I think that I really believe this. I mean, I think that you are as fair and complimentary of Kentucky as any media member out there. But inevitably, there's a Kentucky fan here or there that thinks you've got it out for Kentucky, and it boggles the mind.
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing this long enough to know fans are going to draw their own conclusions and see things sometimes that aren't actually there. I honestly don't concern myself with it anymore because my approach is always a simple approach. Like people talk about positive and negative all the time. Like this guy's positive, this guy's negative. I think in terms of right and wrong. I don't even try to be positive or negative. I just try to be right every time about whatever I say. And so when I tell people, like I host a radio show, same as you do, and sometimes people say, well, it sounds like you're negative against the Grizzlies. Well, the Grizzlies are 4-5. Yeah, like if they were 7-2, it would be a different radio show. And I take that same approach to column writing. I'm never in my mind thinking in terms of positive and negative. I just want to be right, and I want to be right and never be wrong. And it doesn't mean that I won't sometimes be wrong. I write columns that a week later, or sometimes even a day later, I wish I wouldn't have written, or I wish I would have thought it through a little bit more. But my goal is always just to be right. And if you're running a top shelf basketball program, and I'm talking and writing about that program, typically it's going to sound positive because there's a lot of positive stuff going on.
I've been told that I was pro-UK and anti-UK in the same show.
Oh, sure.
I know where you're coming from.
I've written columns before, and the tweet back-to-back in replies, one is from, and it's not unique to Kentucky fans. There's just more of them than there are others.
Yeah.
But it's basically every fan base. People will read the exact same thing, and it could be a Connecticut fan. And a Connecticut fan would say, that's a good column. I appreciate that. And then the next guy is just like, that's the worst column in the world. I can't believe you hate Kevin Ollie. You know, it's just like it can be interpreted in a variety of ways, which is always, you know, a little weird. But at this point, I'm used to it.
Well, we'll get to Kentucky, but you brought up Connecticut. I think Connecticut's kind of a strange animal, Gary, because, you know, they've won four titles like in the last 17, 18 years. That's a kind of run that generally kind of puts you up in that sort of upper echelon, almost like you're like, you know, the Mount Rushmore of college programs. I mean, they've got as many titles, you know, in 17 years or so. I mean, that Kansas has all time, you know, but I don't know if people think of UConn in the same way they think of, and I know it's because a lot of its longevity, obviously, but, you know, I don't know that people look at Connecticut and say, you know, I know people don't even think Connecticut's even an elite program, really, because they're not consistently in it the way they were when Jim Calhoun was there. Is that fair to say that Connecticut's not, even though they've won four titles in 17 years, that they're not an elite program?
They're certainly not viewed or operating at the level consistently as Kentucky, Duke, Carolina. I would even say Arizona in that group. You know, I think some of it's league affiliations, like they're in the American Athletic Conference now as opposed to a really strong Big East. I think some of it is this, because what you said is true, and it is remarkable. They've won four titles in the past 17 years. But if you break them down, two of those titles sort of came out of nowhere. You know, like the Kemba Walker title, like that was they were never supposed to be a national championship team. And then they get hot in the Big East tournament. Next thing you know, Kemba just runs them straight through the bracket. And then the other title with you know, Shabazz Napier, like that wasn't necessarily supposed to be a national championship team. And so I don't think always, but often our national champion is somebody who, you know, has been at the top of the sport, you know, for roughly 4 months or around it at least, you know, when it's Duke a few years ago with Okafor, like you could always see that coming. But two of the two most recent Connecticut championships kind of came out of nowhere. And I think maybe that's why, the championship total looks different than what the reputation actually is.
You know, in Michigan State, I know that they call it the Champions Classic, but really it almost seems like you've got three, you know, elite programs and one very good one, you know, and it almost sort of feels like Michigan State doesn't fit. You've got Duke, you've got Kentucky, you've got Kansas, multiple championships. And I know Michigan State does as well. But, you know, I know people, and one of our frequent guests, Jeff Drummond, is a big Tom Izzo fan, but I have friends of mine that believe that Tom Izzo is overrated, that all the times he's been to the Final Four, he's only got one title and frankly should have more than that. How do you assess Tom Izzo in terms of a coach? I mean, I know he doesn't have the talent that maybe Kentucky has, but he does get the Final Fours, but it seems like he's always sort of a long shot to win it even when he gets there.
Yeah, but like, I mean, my God, if we're talking about a guy who's been to that many Final Fours, we're talking about an all-time great. I mean, he's in the Hall of Fame for a reason. You know, only one team gets to win the championship. There's 351 of them competing for it. Now, I know there's not like the teams in the outside of the 150 aren't actually competing for it, but still, you know, never a down year, never miss the NCAA tournament. Like even Roy Williams goes to the NIT sometimes. You know, even John Calipari ended up in the NIT, you know, at Kentucky. It hasn't happened to Tom since I think the second year he was at Michigan State. And, you know, that is a knock that I've actually never heard somebody knock Izzo for it, but it is the one I hear about Calipari and Bill Self, frankly.
Yeah.
You know, I think Cal's been to what, maybe six Final Fours now?
Yeah.
And he's got one national championship. And the difference between him and Izzo would be, there are times where John does have the best team, at least on paper, and it doesn't go his way. So I guess I would bottom line it like this: if the start of the conversation about a guy being overrated is that he doesn't have as many national championships relative to all these Final Fours, you're talking about a guy who's been to a whole bunch of Final Fours, and that by definition means to me at least he's pretty damn good at his job.
Let's talk about John Calipari in Kentucky this year. I mean, they reloaded again, a bunch of kids that may well be one and dones. One of the best teams in college basketball. After watching Kentucky play the first couple games, and maybe you've not gotten the chance to see, you know, both games in their entirety, but kind of any concerns about Kentucky? I mean, I know people talked about three-point shooting or perimeter shooting as maybe being a mild concern. Do you share that?
Sure, and not just based off of this game or these two games. It's something that I think when you and I talked in the preseason, like it was an obvious concern. You know, far be it from me to question John Calipari's recruiting. He's the best that's ever done it, in my opinion. And he's been to, you know, four Final Fours in 7 years at Kentucky. He's amazing. But I've always, I guess, just wondered why, whether it's him, Kay, anybody who recruits at that level that can kind of, you know, pick who they want to some degree, why they don't sacrifice a five-star prospect, future NBA player, or just the best shooter they could find, even if that kid is, mm-hmm. is ranked 114th in the country and not somebody they would recruit yeah. under normal circumstances. Because I think you can never have too many quality shooters on your roster. And right now Kentucky doesn't have any proven ones, really. I mean, Derek, maybe. But they are shooting like 25% as a team from three-point range through two games. Now, it's only two games, small sample size. But when it underlines, when the small sample size delivers something that people thought might be a problem to begin with, it's something that's going to be talked about a little bit more. And I'll just tell you this. At some point, you know, good teams are going to make them, you know, beat them from the perimeter. They're going to play off of everybody. Now, De'Aaron and Malik and Isaiah and those guys are so talented that it won't be an issue 90% of the time. But when you get to an Elite Eight, a Final Four, like you're going to have to beat a team that can maybe not match you exactly player for player, but they're going to have their own good guys, too. And you're going to have to make shots at some point. So I guess, listen, I'm not freaking out. I have Kentucky playing for the national championship. I've got to rank second in the country. Whatever their problems are, they're smaller problems than most people's problems. But I do remember back in 2008 where John consistently did what he seems to already be doing about the three-point shooting, which is, listen, it'll be fine. We'll make them when we need to. That's what he said about the free-throw shooting yeah. all year long in 2007-8. And then when they needed to make them in the championship game to secure a national title, they did not make them. It literally cost them a national championship. And so we'll see. They're going to have to make shots eventually to be what they can be, but they're going to be great regardless. Even if they are a bad three-point shooting team, they're going to win 30-something games.
Got Michigan State tomorrow night. Michigan State's a very rugged, very physical team, likes to really get on the glass. Kentucky's got almost everything in the paint, whether it be from Bam Adebayo or it's Isaiah and De'Aaron and Malik driving to the bucket. Can Kentucky get enough, if they don't make enough shots tomorrow night, and they have not really made a lot in the first couple of games, can they get to the bucket and make enough shots inside the paint to beat Michigan State tomorrow night?
I think so. I mean, I don't think Michigan State's very good. I mean, they lost so much from last year. Denzel Valentine, Brim Forth, Matt Costello. And then they lost two rotation players that they were planning to be big parts of this team in the preseason to injury. So you're talking about three starters from last year, plus two guys who were supposed to be in this rotation. And they do have some talented young guys. But, you know, if I were trying to beat Kentucky early, I would want to be a less talented, older veteran team, 22-year-olds who've been playing together for a little while. To me, that's the type of team that would give Kentucky, to the extent anybody would give Kentucky trouble early, it would be one of those veteran teams that knows what they're doing. Well, Michigan State is like similarly young, like Kentucky, mm-hmm. and they're trying to figure things out just as much as Kentucky is. So you're not going to have a talent advantage over Kentucky. You're not going to have a quickness advantage over Kentucky. You're not going to have an athlete advantage over Kentucky. The one advantage anybody could have over Kentucky in November would be that you've got guys who have done it before, and they don't. Well, the problem for Michigan State is they really don't have guys who have done it before. They're kind of starting from scratch as well, and that's why I think Kentucky will win that game and go ahead and move to 3-0 tomorrow night.
There's some of these early classics, Gary, and I was talking on the program earlier about look at Kansas, for instance. They lost to Indiana. They got Duke tomorrow night. You know, Kansas, you know, people think could win a national championship. Could be, a lot of people are having them going to the Final Four. They could have two early losses. And I know you start talking about resumes. It's very, very early like that. But, you know, starting out with two losses like that, you're kind of digging yourself a little mini hole as far as, because there's going to be, five or six teams looking for one seeds. Is Kansas, I mean, do they need to win tomorrow night?
Nah, I mean, there's nothing that happens in November or even December that determines the one seed. This is something John Calipari used to preach all the time. It was one of his better sayings when he was at Memphis. You know, when they'd have a big game in November, somebody had a big game in December, you know, somebody would always ask, like, how big is this game? Do you have to win it? And he'd say, it's a big game if we win it. If we lose it, whatever. It won't keep us from doing what it is we want to do. I don't know if it's the great thing about college basketball, but it's a true thing about college basketball. There is something in college football that happens early in the season, even week one, that if it doesn't go your way and you're in a certain situation, it might prevent you from being able to accomplish what you want to accomplish. But that's not the case in college basketball. So it is true that you know, by the time we go to bed tomorrow night, Michigan State could be 0-2 and Kansas could be 0-2. But that won't keep, if it happens, Kansas from winning the Big 12, Michigan State from winning the Big 10, or from getting a one seed. If they go from that moment and do what it is that their rosters suggest they'll be able to do, I think more than anything, it shows the job security and confidence that Bill Self and Tom Izzo have. Because there are a lot of coaches, most coaches, almost all of them, who would never put themselves at risk at starting a season 0-2. But by definition, like if you're Bill Self, and you know if you get Indiana and Duke as your first two games, or if you're Tom and you're getting Arizona and Kentucky as your first two games, you know going in, you're putting yourself at risk of starting 0-2. But those guys are so secure in their job, so secure with themselves, that they're willing to do it. And I wish more coaches would. I understand why more coaches don't, but I do wish more coaches would.
Gary, you did a good job of breaking down Kentucky and Duke. You're one and number one and number two teams in an article. I think it was maybe 3 or 4 days ago, maybe early last week. And that was interesting. Yeah, you look at Duke. Duke's talent is very, very good. But, I mean, your heart breaks for Harry Giles. And that kid can't get healthy. He can't stay on the floor. And I almost wonder if maybe he shouldn't even play. He should just sit out this year and go into the draft.
I don't know that I would advise that, but it's something that could reasonably be put on the table, and I'd be willing to listen to the argument. Because, listen, it's terrible anytime a young person is injured and robbed of their college career or high school career. You know, I missed a whole season of baseball when I was 17 years old with a torn ACL. Not unlike Harry Giles missed a whole season of basketball with a torn ACL. But here's the difference. It didn't cost me millions of dollars. I was never going to be a professional baseball player. You know, what's gone on with Harry Giles over the past year could end up literally costing me, you know, tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of dollars. Like, we don't know what he's going to be when he comes back. Is he still going to be explosive? Is he still going to be a top-shelf prospect? Because it is possible to suffer multiple knee injuries and be as good as new. But not everybody does that. Derrick Rose is a great example. Derrick Rose has never been the same. He will never be the same post-knee surgeries. And so your fingers are crossed for him. You hope it works out. But that is undeniably a big question mark with Duke. You know, we keep talking about when they get healthy. But what if Harry Giles isn't what he was supposed to be? Like, what if it takes him a while to get his rhythm back even? Even if he is the same kind of athlete, he's not played basketball in a competitive situation in more than a year. And you know who that sounds like for different reasons? Scalabissiere last year when he got to Kentucky. Had not played competitive basketball in more than a year. Did it show? It looked like it to me. And so that's the question mark with Duke. Like, I think Tatum's going to be fine soon. I think Bolden's going to be fine soon. I think Giles will be in uniform end of this month, early December. But I don't know what Harry Giles is going to be, and I don't think anybody else does either.
Yeah. Gary, I know you got to run. I appreciate the time. Thank you much, and we look forward to reading your thoughts about Kentucky after tomorrow night's game and beyond. So thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
My pleasure, Larry. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll have more for you in a moment. We've got – who do we have holding? We've got Alan. We've got Anthony holding. Anthony, I think, is our winner from our Sutton's contest as well. We'll make sure we get his mailing address, Zach. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
You'll know you're supposed to not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. It's the hookup, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
I can't step your game up,
sports,
now what's the name? All Sports.
All Sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
Hi, this is Larry. I want to let you know about the amazing savings you can get right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center during their big fall sale. Now, I think the fall is one of the most beautiful times of the year, and Redmond's has tons of plants, shrubs, and supplies to make your lawn pop this autumn, including a huge selection of mums in every color, all at fantastic prices. Maybe you're thinking that you want to focus your efforts on spring beauty. Well, that starts right now at Redmond's Garden Center. Center. The fall is the best time to get those flowering trees and shrubs in the ground so they can explode with flowers next year and make your lawn the envy on your street. With Redmond's, you get the best selection and the highest quality of materials and at amazing prices right now during their big fall sale. We all want our home to look amazing, and Redmond's is the place to make it all happen. They're located at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or look them up on the web at RedmondsGardenCenter.com. It's Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard, so you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
You don't need to get a second job as a stuntman.
We need a new stuntman!
You just need FeedThePig.org. Don't get left behind. Get tips and tools at FeedThePig.org. Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
News Talk 590 WVLK.
This November, don't be a turkey. Get into Don Franklin Mitsubishi for their Black Friday lease deals all month long. Lease the 16 Mitsubishi CUV Outlander Sport as low as $160 a month, or the 16 Outlander with third row seating as low as $249 a month. The Outlander is designed to protect with the latest in advanced safety features. Shopping small? You can still think big with Mitsubishi, now packed with more style, tech, and features than ever before. Check out these lease specials on the 17 Mitsubishi Mirage, just $149 a month, or the Mitsubishi Lancer, just $159 a month. See all lease specials and shop over 200 used vehicles at DonFranklinMitsubishi.com. And while you're there, you can go ahead and apply for credit. DonFranklinMitsubishi.com. Don Franklin Mitsubishi is the newest dealership in the Don Franklin family and is located just a short drive south of Man of War.
Respect and trust, come standard with us.
Don Franklin Mitsubishi, Lexington Road, Nicholasville.
36-month lease options includes $2,000 down, 10,000 miles per year. Approved credit required, includes all rebates.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
Now back to the calls on Larry Glover Live on Sports Central 590 WVLK. All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live, 253-595-9590 from AT&T. You've got Alan Holding and our Suttons winner, Anthony Holding as well. Let's go to Alan next up. Alan, welcome. How are you doing?
Hello?
All right, let's go to Anthony next up. Anthony, welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Larry? I'm just right now amazed, really, how fast the basketball season has gotten underway. You know, if I can remember the Patino years and so forth, you know, or even the Joe Hall years, basketball really didn't get started till November 30th. Now we've got a big game against a named Michigan State team. May not be as good, but still a big game for the third game of the season for basketball.
Well, you know what? You're already three games into it. You got a game. I mean, that's, you hate to look at it in terms of like it's a tenth over, but I mean, it's kind of funny that, you know, you'll already be four games deep on Sunday. This weekend, you'll be four games deep into the season already, you know, and yeah, your out of conference schedule will basically be a third over. Yeah. it's kind of hard to think about it that way, but it moves quickly when you play two, maybe three games in 5 days. And of course, when you get into December, it'll be once a week because you'll play four games in 4 weeks. So it'll slow down then. But I tell you though, I love big games like tomorrow night. I think you know, when they play Duke and they play Kansas and play Michigan State, it's so much fun, and I really look forward to it. It's just I like big games. I really do.
You know, Larry, just it really reminds you of 3 years ago. If you go back to Kentucky and Michigan State when you had first Julius Randle and James Young and company. Those guys were freshmen. And of course, you know, the twins that we had at the time. It goes back to that game. If you think about it, it's very similar to what the sports announcement that you had on earlier. It goes really back to that game, if you remember, when Kentucky had lost to Michigan State. And, of course, all our freshman players didn't show up until the school season had started.
Well, there's no question about it, too, you know, and it's so much fun when you start seeing these great matchups, and you find out a little bit about your team, you know, very quickly out of the gate. John Calipari saying today that he'll learn a lot about his team in the first 5 minutes of the contest, and I think that's exactly right. You will find out a lot about Kentucky, about what their makeup is. You know, he talked about Isaiah Briscoe being the one guy that really competes right now, and that some of the younger guys have to figure out what's the required level of effort and intensity to play with.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing if you look at it. So, but these freshman players we have this year, this team is ahead of that team that went to the final, went to the national championship game and lost the 2014 game against Connecticut. So this team should be ahead of that team then. So that's pretty promising for our Kentucky Wildcats basketball team.
Indeed. Anthony, I got to go. I got to get to a break, but you're a winner this week from Sutton's, and I think I owe you two now, so I'll try to get those in the mail to you tomorrow.
Oh, okay. You know, I haven't gotten back to the library, put it in the computer to let you know. I haven't brought that in. I haven't gotten to it myself, so I was supposed to email you that, and I haven't.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll see if I can't get them both in the mail to you and just save you some trouble.
Oh, okay, that'd be great. If not, I will put it in email. Hopefully, I'll get to it sooner or later. Talk with you later, Larry.
That sounds good. Thanks, Anthony. I appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on Larry Glover Live, presented by John Kane Ford.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children loves a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Oh, it just doesn't matter how many sit-ups I do. My belly just won't go away.
Are you sure you're not just bloated?
Bloated?
Yeah, some people with big bellies actually aren't fat. They're just bloated.
Really?
Like me, I totally used to be plagued by pot belly until I got my free trial of Nubiotics. It's like this natural new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. You just have to decrease use if your belly flattening results are too dramatic.
So it works?
Oh, yeah. Turns out I wasn't fat, just bloated. My belly flattened and continues to get flatter. So, yeah, you're gonna love it. And actually, I think they're even still giving away free trials.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Find out with a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. 1-800-900-1624. That's 1-800-900-1624. 1-800-900-1624.
Hello, Kentucky. This is Frank Faulkner, and I have weather for you. But you don't have to be a weatherman to know. Fall is here. The leaves are falling, and the honey-do list begins. Tired of cleaning your gutters? Protect yourself. Call Everclean Clog-Free Gutter System. Everclean Gutter System is self-cleaning and strong as a tank.
Everclean Clog-Free Gutters. Call 259-
911-333.
Attention Medicare beneficiaries. For this year's open enrollment from October 15th to December 7th, consider Baptist Health Plan Advantage HMO, your hometown $0 premium Medicare Advantage plan, brought to you by the local doctors and nurses of Baptist Health. Visit baptisthealthplan.com/Medicare or call 844-331-2818. Again, that's 844-331-2818. You must continue to pay your Medicare Part B premium. Baptist Health Plan Advantage is an HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in this plan depends on contract renewal with CMS.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now. 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
This is Sports Central 590 WVLK. Now back to Larry Glover Live. All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open, 253-595-9, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also, via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. Let's see, the high-low game. It was Friday, and I'm trying to think. More than two sacks. Tim is right. Yes, thank you, Zach. We do have Tim, and he's right. By the way, Zach, Jeff reached out to me. He's in New York, and he's not going to be able to join us tonight. So, go ahead and let him go, because I think he's at dinner tonight. So Jeff's not going to be able to join us. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. If you can get me, just type in Tim's address, and I'll get that to LA1. And I'll take care of it on that point. Kentucky taking on Michigan State. The sixth year of the Champions Classic. Kansas has been. I mean, we talked about it earlier about the four programs, but Kansas has been the one program. It's what has it been? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This will be the sixth year. Kentucky, Duke, and Michigan State are all 3-2. And Kansas is 1-4, so there's been 10 games played to this point. Kansas is 1-4, Kentucky's 3-2, Duke is 3-2, and Michigan State's 3-2. So if Kentucky and Kansas win tomorrow night, then Kentucky will have the best record in the Champions Classic through 6 years. And Kentucky would be 4-2, Duke would be 3-3, Michigan State 3-3, Kansas would be 2-4. If Duke wins tomorrow, Kansas would be 1-5 in that event. I mean, at what point do you say, you know, well, we need to get somebody else in here to hold up their end of the bargain? Kentucky is 2-0 against KU. They're 1-1 against Duke. They're 0-1 against Michigan State. You've got Duke is 1-1 against UK, 1-1 against Michigan State, and they are 1-0 versus KU. KU's only win came against Duke back in 2013. So they're 1-1 against Duke. They're 0-2 against Kentucky. And they're 1-0 against Duke, I guess they are. They're 1-0 against Duke. Is that right? Duke is, that's right. Duke is Duke 2-0 against Michigan State? Yes, Duke is 2-0 against Michigan State. They're 0-1 against Kansas. So Kansas, the only team that Kansas has beaten so far would be Duke. And they beat Duke back in the, they beat Duke, when did they beat Duke? They beat Duke in 2013. That's when Kentucky played Michigan State. Kentucky beat Kansas in the opening year of the event. by 10. They beat Kansas 75-65. Kentucky lost to Duke the following year 75-68. They lost to Michigan State the next year 78-74. Kentucky's won 2 years in a row. They've beaten Kansas 72-40. They beat Duke 74-63. Kentucky 2-0 against Kansas. What is it, 32-42? Kentucky's averaging a 21-point win against Kansas. Kansas has had a couple of close losses. They narrowly lost to Michigan State, they lost to Michigan State by six last year. So Kentucky again, beat Kansas 75-65 in 2011. They lost to Duke 75-68 in 2012. 78-74 2013. Kentucky came back and beat Kansas. Remember, that's the infamous 72-40 game where Kansas was so afraid they didn't want to even shoot the basketball for fear. We get smacked into the crowd. Kentucky came last year and beat Duke by 11. And a game, really, I mean, after the Duke game, the sort of feeling was, is holy cow, Kentucky is going to absolutely just rip people with their guard play. It'll be interesting to see how that turns out. So it's at Madison Square Garden this year. Kentucky will get Kansas next year at the United Center, Duke and Michigan State. Kentucky and Duke will play again in Indianapolis. Kentucky played Duke last year in the United Center, and they played Duke in the Georgia Dome. They'll play in Indianapolis coming up November 13th of 2018, and then back at Madison Square Garden again against Michigan State coming up in 2019. So it's in Madison Square Garden three times. It'll be once so far. It'll be three times overall. So Kentucky and Duke were winners in Madison Square Garden back in 2001 in the inaugural event. I mean, that was the Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd, Gilchrist team, wasn't it? In that opening event, and of course Kentucky beat Kansas a little bit later on in the season to win the national championship down in New Orleans. 253-5959 *590 from AT&T. 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at lyricloverlive@gmail.com. Zach, I need Tim's last name. I don't have his last name. So I don't know if he happened to give it to you or not. I'll tell you about our friends over at Sutton's Restaurant. We're taking your predictions, so you can do that. We will be on the air for 1 hour tomorrow night, and then Kenny Walker will be with you after the game tomorrow night as well, around 9 o'clock or so, to recap the Kentucky-Michigan State game. We'll be with you on Wednesday and Thursday. Thursday and tonight we'll be doing all of our contests. John Clay is going to be sitting in for me on Friday night. As is the case when you have an 8-year-old daughter, she's often in plays. And with her being a – okay, didn't get his last name. Okay, all right. Well, Tim, if you're listening, can you give Zach a call back and give him your last name? Because I don't know how to address the envelope. My daughter's in a play. She is – strangely, she is in was a Mystery at the Wax Museum, which I guess is the takeoff of the Ben Stiller movie. It's a little bit of a different plot. Mysteries at the Wax Museum, and my daughter, who's 8, who's absolutely just fascinated with presidents, and she is playing the role. She's tall, but she has these dinky little legs. I mean, she's weensy, and she prances around the stage, and she's playing the role of President John Adams. She loves presidents. When she saw Adams was one of the roles, she asked the director, she's like, "Can I be John Adams?" And she looked at her like, "Seriously? You dinky little girl want to be John Adams? Really?" So she's like, "Well, all right." And it's so funny because she'll get up on the stage and she uses this. One of the great things about my daughter that I love so much is she's very, very entertaining. She's funny. And she impersonates people. And one of the things she does that's so entertaining is she breaks into this like old man voice. Like she's actually, what she's doing is she's kind of impersonating my dad, to be honest. That's what she's doing. But it's funny. So she gets on stage and she's pretending to be John Adams, and she's using this old man voice. It's so funny. And she's got her little powder wig and her little military outfit, using this little girl's using this sort of old man voice. It's pretty entertaining. So I will be here on Friday night. John's going to sit in for me. I miss so much. And that's the thing I don't like about this show and about the time slot is I feel like I miss so much. And it's unfortunate. So thankfully, John very kindly sitting in for me on Friday night. So I at least get to see my daughters play. So I appreciate him doing that, and we'll be back with you after the game on Saturday, obviously. But we'll be with you tomorrow night for an hour, and then full 2 hours on Wednesday and Thursday, and then John Clay will be with you on Friday, and we'll do all of our contests coming up on Thursday nights. We won't drop it in John's lap. We'll take care of it before we turn things over to him on Sunday. 253-595-9 star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to more calls and comments after the break. You're on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
Hi, this is Larry. I want to let you know about the amazing savings you can get right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center during their big fall sale. Now, I think the fall is one of the most beautiful times of the year, and Redmond's has tons of plants, shrubs, and supplies to make your lawn pop this autumn, including a huge selection of mums in every color, all at fantastic prices. Maybe you're thinking that you want to focus your efforts on spring beauty. Well, that starts right now at Redmond's Garden Center. The fall is the best time to get those flowering trees and shrubs in the ground so they can explode with flowers next year and make your lawn the envy on your street. With Redmond's, you get the best selection and the highest quality of materials and at amazing prices right now during their big fall sale. We all want our home to look amazing, and Redmond's is the place to make it all happen. They're located at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or look them up on the web at redmondsgardencenter.com. It's Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
America's alpha male.
And one little note, always declare whatever you bring in. No matter where I've gone, I've always declared. Because usually, even if you do go over, most of the time the customs inspectors don't want to go through the paperwork hassle, but they know you're honest. Where they'll get people is when they come back with $5,000 or $10,000 worth of merchandise and declare $100.
Cigar Dave, Saturdays at 3 on Newstalk 590 WVLK.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Many times we represent those hurt on the job, fighting for disability benefits, or injured due to no fault of their own. Car crashes, physical attacks at a place of business, and medical mistakes. And I want to tell you something very important. Of course, the loss of income is devastating. Most families live paycheck to paycheck. But I find in our clients suffering something more important than the loss of money or a paycheck. It's the loss of one's honor, respect, and dignity. Providing for our families is what we do. It's our job, our purpose. For me and our lawyers, trying to restore that purpose and pride is our job number one. We're here to help you and your family at your hour of need. Dignity, honor, respect. In the end, it's all we have. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
There's one man on this earth who really, truly gets it.
Hillary and her campaign have done a hell of a good job at, yet again, creating controversy. All they need to do is release the records. I don't mean redacted records. I don't mean records in a spoon-fed way. Just put out your health records. What exactly happened in 2012? What exactly were the consequences of what happened? I think we have a right to know.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
Weeknights at 8 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
A warm place on a cool day.
Football.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Larry Glover Live right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK. Welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T 1-877-777-0590. Congratulations to Anthony. He is our winner of our Sutton's gift certificate because he was the most accurate at predicting. He was actually one of the few that picked Tennessee to win, but he's the most accurate, so we got him as a winner. Now, if you've never been to Sutton's restaurant, allow me to make a suggestion. What are you waiting for? Go. If you go once, I guarantee you, you will go again because the food's just really, really good. You have an opportunity to get a fantastic meal at a fair price. You'll get great service as well. You just can't beat it. They've got, I know everyone says, well, they've got a huge menu. Sutton's has a huge menu too, but here's what's unique about Sutton's is it's an Italian restaurant, but they do other things very, very well. Because usually when you go to an Italian restaurant, they'll have a few entrees that won't necessarily be Italian. So it'll give you an opportunity to, you know, maybe offer something to somebody else, but they specialize in Italian food. You honestly, when you sit down at Sutton's and you order food, you can't really tell by how it's prepared and the care with which it's prepared as to whether it's an Italian restaurant or not, whether it be seafood or, you know, sort of, I guess, I think of sort of a kind of a country feel to it. You know, you can get all kinds of foods, of course, bar food as well. My favorite is the Bourbon Barrel Burger and the ravioli, which is all very, very good. But you really can get anything at Sutton's Restaurant. And it's all made fresh from scratch right there on site. And I promise you, if you sat down and just ordered and had the meal, and I told you, by the way, this is an Italian restaurant, you'd be like, really? It doesn't feel like an Italian restaurant. It's because they take great care in what they prepare every single time for every single customer that walks through the doors at Sutton's. They're located at the corner of Richmond Road and Manowar. You can find them on the web at suttonsrestaurant.com. It's my favorite place to go. It's so much fun to go there. The people are kind, and the food is fantastic. And, of course, and also, too, by the way, they do deliver. Okay, they deliver, and they are hosting holiday parties as well. You have an opportunity to have Sutton's cater your holiday party at your house or also at your office. You can go there and have your holiday party at Sutton's restaurant, or you can have them deliver food to your house or maybe even your tailgate. Have them deliver food to your tailgate party. How about that? The Cats' last home game of the year is at Commonwealth on Saturday against Austin Peay, and got a chance to chance to have great food delivered to your tailgate party, courtesy of Sutton's Restaurant. You can't beat it. At Sutton's Restaurant, located at corner Richmond Road in Manowar, find them on the web at suttonsrestaurant.com. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590, also via email at larryglover.live@gmail.com. Steve just said, the Bourbon Barrel Burger is my favorite. I get that a lot. I really do. It's just absolutely terrific. Kentucky and Michigan State coming up tomorrow night. Kentucky a 4-point favorite. I think Kentucky wins the game. Gary's right. Michigan State has lost a lot. They're not expected to be terrific. I don't think Kentucky's been exposed enough for teams to be able to pick them apart. Although I think the perimeter shooting is going to have to get better. There's no question about that. But I think they'll be fine. I think they'll make enough shots. And I think Kentucky wins. I think Kentucky actually will win by, you know, about eight or 9 points, something like that. Somewhere in the 79-70 score. I will say this, though. Here's the thing. You don't have to worry about Michigan State sort of setting back into a zone and making Kentucky beat them from the perimeter. They're not going to do that. So you're going to have Kentucky having an opportunity to get to the bucket and score. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like Kentucky's chances tomorrow. I don't know if they're going to have to hit three-point shots because I don't think Michigan State's going to play them in a way that's going to force them to do it. And Michigan State's going to allow Kentucky to play their the man-to-man offense. I think they're going to allow them to break down off the dribble and get into the paint and score. One thing I would worry a little bit about is about Bam Adebayo getting in foul trouble and also Isaiah Humphries getting into foul trouble. But I think that Kentucky has a great chance to score in the paint with the dribble. Isaiah Briscoe obviously is very, very important. I think also too, De'Aaron Fox is really, really important. And don't discount the value of Derek Willis to occasionally make a three here and there. So again, the teams that you're really going to be concerned about when you're not making threes are teams that can fall back into that zone. I think that's something Louisville may exploit. Although Pitino says he's going to play more man-to-man this year, that may well be true. But I think they would exploit Kentucky's inability to make three-point shots by dropping back in the zone. I don't see Michigan State doing that. Again, Kentucky number two in both major polls. And the tip-off tomorrow night with Michigan State is coming up at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Kansas and Duke will be sometime around 9:30 or so. Cats figuring to start Bam Adebayo, Isaiah Briscoe, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk, and Derek Willis. Kentucky being led in scoring by Isaiah Briscoe with 19. De'Aaron Fox with 16.5, and Malik 13, Bam 9.5, and Derek Willis 8.5. Isaiah Briscoe playing terrific. And also, too, by the way, should be pointed out, De'Aaron Fox, Isaiah Briscoe, Malik Monk, shooting free throws very, very well. In fact, Malik and De'Aaron have yet to miss a free throw. And Isaiah Briscoe shooting, I think, right around 70%, something like that. So not bad. All right, we are done. We'll be back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock to break down the Kentucky-Michigan State game. And we will have best of hour in the second hour. And Kenny Walker and I will be back with you coming up around 9 o'clock or so tomorrow night to review the Kentucky-Michigan State game. Thanks to our guests, Gary Parrish and Ben Roberts. Thanks to Zach for producing tonight's program. And we will get that get back with you coming up tomorrow night beginning at 6 on the next edition of Larry Glover Live presented by Jack Kane Ford.
In Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine Big Blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at AllSportsLEX.com. AllSportsLEX.com. All Sports. If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court, pick it up at AllSports. Pick it up at AllSports. AllSports in Fayette Mall.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
At Shriners Hospital for Children, love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
News Talk 590.
A Cumulus station. It's 8 o'clock.
President Obama speaks. The transition to Trump. I'm Ann Cates. President Obama has held his first press conference since the election to talk about Donald Trump's victory and future administration. correspondent Bob Costantini.
The president insists he wishes Mr. Trump success and, in fact, realizes from their face-to-face meeting last Thursday the president-elect isn't wedded to his campaign promises, such as moving away from support of NATO and mass deportations.
I don't think he is ideological. I think ultimately he's pragmatic in that way, and that can serve him well.
The president delivered a slight dig at Hillary Clinton, for whom he campaigned extensively.
We have to compete everywhere. We have to show up everywhere.
That's a hint of criticism for Clinton spending a lot of time in urban areas of battleground states while ignoring smaller towns. Bob Costantini, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 21 points. The S&P 500 flat. The NASDAQ closed down 19 points. I'm Ann Cates. ISIS is encouraging a lone wolf attack during the Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York. Correspondent Michael Toscano.
ISIS is suggesting that trucks might be...